wanted to keep on praying, but I'm supposed to preach, you know. You get in his presence like that, I just didn't pray and shout it out, you know. You may be seated. Get your Bible open to, I tell you what, I'm just going to preach like the Lord want me to preach. Yeah. When you talk about worship, and when you make up your mind to get real about God, real about God, you touching God and God touching you. There are certain things you have to know, and there are certain things you have to do. If you look at John 4 again, the master worship part teaches about worship. The Lord teaches about worship. Then John 4, he's talking to the woman at the well, verse 23 and 24, he talks about some things about worship that we need to know. We need to know that worship need to be in spirit and truth. We need to know that God is a spirit. So if you're going to approach a spirit, you can't approach a spirit in the flesh. If God is a spirit, we've got to approach him how?
In the spirit.
In the spirit. So it points out that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And then it tells us something else. He said that the Father seeketh such to worship him. There's somebody God looking for.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can he find that person in here?
Yes,
see, because sometimes people think worship too long and they want to have a little short worship. No, man, you said the glory kept coming in here. We'd have went on the glory to come up here, you know. But it's worship. Worshiping God is spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
And your senses and the physical man cannot worship God. And so in those two verses there, Jesus, verse 23 and 24, the master worshipers tell us how it should go. And you notice, he said, but the hour cometh, and I was meditating that, and then he said, and now is. So the hour that was coming is here. And there are great significance there, because in the New Testament, after the finished work of Christ, we should be able to worship him better.
Yes.
And boy, them guys cut up in the Old Testament. Them guys worship God in the Old Testament. And now we have more of a reason and a power to worship him. Those guys in the Old Testament, Hebrew will tell you, there's some things we have seen, they never seen. So he said, and now is when the true worshiper, that's what I want to get to, true worshiper. What that mean now? What's the opposite? Flip-flop.
False
worship. You say they honor me with their lips, their heart are far from me. See, it takes something to worship. It takes the Holy Spirit to escort you into the presence of God. You can't go in the presence of God by yourself. There are certain turns you have to make that only the Holy Spirit knows. And so true worshipers, if God ever find true worshipers, he's going to pour out his spirit like never before. We got to shake technology. We got to shake psychology. And we got to get in the realm of God. The realm of God is not psychological. It's not scientific. The realm of God is spiritual. And if you keep fishing, keep throwing your line out. Keep throwing your line out. I don't know why a man could just keep fishing all day and in the spirit realm they don't want fish. You got to put the line out. Keep putting the stop. Put the line. Watch the stopper. Put the line out. And finally God will take it under. See, people are impatient with God. Bible said, by patience you possess your soul. And when he's talking about your soul, he's talking about your intellect, your reasoning. He's talking about your memory. He's talking about your imagination. He's talking about your emotion. See, through patience, you need to be patient to get in the spirit. Good God Almighty. You need to sell it. You got to sell your soul down to get in the spirit, because your soul go to think about all kind of stuff and bring it up all kind of past stuff and stuff. You gotta overcome that soul that the spirit, the king, can stand up. And the king of kings can be ministered to through the king. Look at those two verses. I want you to read them, because verse 23 and 24. Ready, read. Now, hold it. True worshiper. Huh? Now, in the body of Christ, because of entertainment, because of performance, and because of the show, very seldom do the Lord show up. Well, who is it make me feel good? That's your emotion. And I told you that emotion blocked the Lord sometimes. I have emotion. I shout, run. I outrun anybody in here with the Lord. But you can't let the emotion take place of the spirit. Notice he didn't say the true worshiper worship the Lord in their soul. Notice he didn't say the true worshiper worship the Lord in their body. In your spirit. Go ahead and read now. There's a certain dimension of liberality in the spirit you got to get in to worship God. There's a certain liberty that you can't create by yourself. There's a certain place in the dimension of the spirit realm that only the Holy Ghost can take you. And we miss some things by not going deep enough. The Spirit is the only one who can draw us into the deep thing, deep worship. Worship where God start walking the floor and checking organs. Let me say that again. You get in a worship experience where God start walking the floor and checking organs out and see what he have to replace. Now, that's powerful, and they say that's powerful. And this is where apostolically the Lord is trying to take the church. The church got to know government. The church has to know God's goodness. The church has to know God's greatness. The church has to know how to make themselves available to grace. The church has to know how to make themselves available to the gifts of the Spirit so you can be shifted out of the natural into the presence of God, into the power of God, into the provision of God. God has so much more he want to give us, but we just jumping around like bunny hops. No, we got to stay focused, because there's an enemy who's trying to restrain us from getting into intimacy to God. God said, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. But it takes time to get close to God, because we got to cut technology out. We got to cut science out. We got to cut man ideas out. We got to cut men's strategy out. We got to get all by all this crust until the pure, holy, magnificent, almighty, sovereign, great God manifests himself and start putting his hand on people and doing something that no man can do. We the church. We got power. But we got to get in the presence of Almighty God. We got to worship him in spirit and truth. We got to yield to the truth. We got to know the word. We have to know the spirit. We have to know the word, and we have to know the spirit. Then if we know the word and the spirit, now we got spirit, truth, and life. Not only do we have spirit, truth, and life, we have spirit, truth, life, and the knife. Write that down. John 6:63. Hebrews 4:12. We need all of them. We need spirit, truth. We need light. We need the knife. We need the knife. Move on from the knife. We need the sword of the spirit. Ephesians 6:17. In order to cut our way through this mess and through this religion and through these rituals and through this showmanship and through this performance and getting the present of the Almighty God. Woo, how many want to go in the presence? Like God touching organs. And God taking organ out and putting them in supernaturally. I had an operation by God. It wasn't a bypass in the physical. I had an operation. I got a doctor here can testify. I had something God did in me on the inside. One gut got clogged up. God drew another one and went around and took it to another spot. And no knife was on me. God did it. I ain't gonna hide it, man. God did it. He grew a new route. God want to operate. God want to operate. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharp. That's an operation, you know, than a two-edged sword. If you get enough God word in you, you will be operating on it before you get to the doctor. Worship him. See, we're going to learn how to worship. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Unusual worship gives you an unusual breakthrough into God's presence. Write that down. Unusual worship gives you an unusual breakthrough in God's presence. Now, when you get in God's presence, look at me. When you get in God's presence, it's over. Why? Because we're just talking about ministers' leadership class. There's a question asked in Genesis 18:14. You want to see what he asked? Turn there, Genesis 18:14. That's a question God asked. So if this question, the answer to this question is no. Is anything too hard for God? So if that answer to that question is no, why it seemed like we got so many things too hard for God is we haven't gone deep enough into his presence, into the realm of the spirit, that once you get in the realm of the spirit, you can turn around and come back and deal with the soul, come back and deal with the flesh, come back and deal with those bad memories that he keep bringing up, your shortcoming he keep bringing up. You wipe that out because the presence of God will, oh my goodness. So let's see this. Let's see this. I want to see something here. I want to open something up to you here. You here? 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Hallelujah. We're going to have to be taught by the Spirit to get in the realm of the Spirit. I'm going to give you some insight in a few moments that will change you forever. How many of y'all want to be changed forever? How many know there's more God than you have it? Oh, some of y'all got him all the way, huh? How many of y'all, I want y'all to talk to me up in y'all. Don't be sitting here listening to what I'm saying. What you come here for? How many of y'all know there's more God than you have it? Man, you ain't gonna never get all of God. When you think you blessed, God just starting off. God is a blesser. God will have you laughing in your sleep. He's a good God. He's been taught as a harsh God, as a judgmental God, as a God looking for your mistake. No, God looking to bless you, to set you up. Woo! Notice in verse 16 of 2 Corinthians 3, to worship God properly, the veil has to be removed off your life. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Notice the next verse now. Right. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, What is it? How many of y'all love some liberty? I'm talking about in all of life situations. See, once you penetrate the spirit world and the spirit world start penetrating your life, liberty gonna start showing up. Freedom gonna start showing up. Things that been a hindrance to you gonna start falling off. Because you're worshiping him in the spirit and in truth, and you got off in the spirit and liberty have showed up. In other words, you've gotten somewhere where nothing can hold you down. Everything that contending with you, God contend with it. You got over in the rim, you passed religion and you passed just reading the Bible and you passed just making a confession. You done got in the presence of God and God, you pleased God. And then God ready to reward you, and whatever blocking your reward, God moved that. I prophesy. There are some things that have been blocking your reward. God gonna move that today, and your reward gonna take that thing place. While you've been having problem, you're gonna be rewarded. You got to believe the word of God. You got to believe the man of God. Believe in the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Believe his prophet and you'll prosper. That's what happened to government in the church. They have not honored the gift. They have not recognized the voice from God. And God said, yeah ye him. Yeah ye her. He or she whom I've sent to you. That's the way God operates. God is the head surgeon. He ain't gonna come out all the time. He's gonna send somebody to you with a word. With a word. Liberty. Just think about it. Just think about it. You get in the presence of God, nothing too hard for God, and you got some little Mickey Mouse problem you're dealing with. Do you know what's going to happen to that thing? God's going to move that thing. You got the sword of the spirit. You got the knife. What? Results. Results. I want results. And there's results. If you get in the presence of God, you're going to get results. Revelation. Renewal. Renounce the enemy. Just come to church, come to church, and come to church all your life. Something need to happen. See, worship and God is a spiritual experience, so you can't have your pat set the way you're going to do it. God will mess you up, man. God working mysterious ways, but you can't put him in a pot and cook him. You understand what I'm saying? You got to let the spirit flow, man. Come on, sit down. Let me talk to you. But we all, with open face, the 18th verse, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changing to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, you remember some of y'all new faces I see. You got to understand what the glory of God is. Worship is about the glory of God. It's about the goodness of God. It's about the grace of God. It's about the greatness of God. It's about the gifts of God. When you turn to glory, glory is all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. Don't you want to get there? You know, when you get in God's glory, you wear all that God is. That's enough by itself. Why? Because he everything. All that God has and all that God can do. Did you get it?
Yes.
When you get in God's presence, you get in God's glory. Sometimes you can't stand up. There was a time the glory came, the minister couldn't minister. I've been in some strong meeting with the glory of God. All that, you imagine all that God is stepping in this room right now? He's everything. He's all creation. All that God has, all that God can do, step in this room. Organs will be popping out, organs will be popping in, legs will be cracking, backs will be cracking, necks will be cracking, bones will be rattling like the valley of dry bone, because the wind of prophecy, the Lord wind, blow through this place by the Spirit, man. That's what we want to get. See, I don't just want to sing and read the Bible. I want God, the real God, to show up. Now, let me share some things with you. Let's go to Psalm 24 before I go to work on some other thing. Psalm 24. We're trying to get him up in here. Trying to get him up in here some more. He came already, but we're going to get him some more stronger. Yeah, you keep opening them valves, he'll come stronger. I sense the Spirit of God. I'm telling you now, I was teaching in school the other night, and it started raining. I literally rain started falling on me in school. And I'm thinking a pipe bust or something. And the Lord, to let me know it was him, I'm feeling drops of water falling on me. You know, I know the Holy Ghost is fire, rain, but I'm feeling it raining. Nobody else getting wet, and I don't see no rain nowhere else. I'm feeling the rain, and so now I'm questioning it, so God started raining from the bottom. He said, you think I can do this? He said, you feeling drop from the top? Then I got my hand like this. Water started hitting me from the bottom. He said, Leroy, it's me. I can do what I want, when I want it, how I want it, and for who I want to do it for. Wow, glory to God. Well, what? Somebody gonna get a miracle today. I believe we have hit the bottom and we're coming back to the top. I believe God is ready to do miracles in this church. Somebody gonna get a miracle today. Something going to happen out of the ordinary in this house today, because the Spirit of the Lord will give somebody liberty in an area that they never had liberty in. Thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Who going to get the miracle? Who going to get the miracle? Who expect a miracle? Who believe God can give you a miracle today? Somebody going to get a miracle today. Somebody gonna get something bigger than they bargained for. Glory to God. I feel the presence of God, man. God is about to do something here. Internet, God about to do a miracle in your house today. This is a day of miracles. This is a day of apostolic functioning, where the glory and the power of God come to his house, come to his children, and do something out of the ordinary. It's time. It's time for God to rise and his enemies to be scattered. I expect a miracle in you today. I expect God to do something supernaturally. I'm calling on him right now. God, move in your majesty. Move in your glory. Move in your power. We need some manifestation like we've never seen before. Wow. You had Psalm 24? I expect a miracle every day. The glory here, boy. I said the glory here. That's the glory. That's the glory, man. That's the glory. That's the glory. I said the glory. Glory here. I'm going to try to teach a little more. But the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory is here. Wow. The glory here. Listen very carefully. There is no respect of disease in here. There's no respect of financial condition in here. There's no respect of relationship in here, because whatever it is, he can straighten it out. I declare every demonic force bow right now. We are not to worry. We are not to have no fear, because the Lord is here. No matter what the symptom is, no matter what sign you see, give God the glory. Woo! I said, no matter what you're going through, I gotta preach here. No matter what you're going through right now, give God the glory. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Give God the glory. Don't be afraid. God is able to lift you out of that situation. Don't be sad. Get glad. Rejoice. For the Lord is good and his mercy. If you're dealing with something, dance with it like you don't have. Dance like you don't have it. Just dance. Dance it all. 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 Just dance on. Right, dance. Don't worry. Don't be in fear. God got it. God got it. God got it. God got it. Woo! Glory to God. God got it. Act like you got it already. Act like you got it already. God got it. God got it. God give 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 it. God got it. Act like you got it. Don't be afraid of the devil. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Don't be afraid. If you just let me get to the house of God. If you just let me get under the voice of the man of God, I'm going to be all right. Let me get to the house of God. It may look bad. The doctor may say it looked bad, but bless God, God got it. Grab you somebody and dance with them. Tell them God got it. Get you a dancing partner. Tell them God, God got it. Get you a dancing partner. Get you a dancing partner and dance it on out. God got it. Woo! Rejoice! 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 God got it. God got it. Hallelujah. 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 That's the way I used to preach before I got sadidic. Just yield to the Holy Ghost. I really believe, now I'm going to tell you, I really believe some organs have been delivered. I really believe that in the name of Jesus. I believe that. I believe some tickles have been changed. You know what I'm about? Well, tickles, you know what I'm saying about tickles? You know what I'm saying? Tickles. I believe some tickles have been changed up in here. I believe some heart been set for the long haul. I believe that. I believe that. Now, I'm going to tell you what's happening here. The Lord is orchestrating this thing. I'm going to tell you what happened. We're going to read now. We're going to read what's happening in here. Because somebody got to open the gate. The Lord always want to come in. But who going to open the gate? And one of the greatest ways to open the gate is what we're doing now. Just getting fanatical for God and thanking God for his goodness and just believe he can do anything and everything. And open the gate and let him come on in. That's right. Let the God of glory come in and straighten out this mess we have made by not believing him, by being so organized God can't live, and we're holding back with all this stuff we're doing. Coming to church, same old routine. Go to same old routine, get a little jump, a little hop, a little sweat, and then go home. No, that's over here. We'll open the gate and let the King of Glory come in. Get men out the way and let the Lord God Almighty himself begin to touch people himself. Let the King of Glory come in. Listen, listen, he's here. He has arrived. What you want? What you need? He got it. He give it. You understand me? Huh? Y'all believe it? Glory to God. Glory to God. Now you know when you say glory to God, you know what you're saying, huh? 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 All that he is, all that he had, and all that he can do. Glory to God. If I could get 100% participation, some of y'all, something holding the glory back. Some of y'all not doing my instruction. You remember when they were marching around the wall of Jericho? Huh? Those people did exactly what Joshua told them to do. That's why the wall fell. Some of y'all here for visitation. Ain't nobody got nobody. Ain't nobody. We ain't come here to visit. Ain't no sick. You ain't come visit sick. You need to say what I tell you to do. If you do it, the glory will hit. Now say everybody, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now that's better. That's better. See, the Lord will come in. Say it again. Glory to God. Remember what you're saying now. All that God is, all that he has, all he can do. Now let's say it again. Glory to God. Now what you said, God, all that you is, all that you can do, and all that you have belong to me right now. Glory to God. Well, Reverend, I ain't got to do all of that. I just come to service. I didn't come here for all this excitement and saying all these words and looking for, saying somebody going to bring some new organs in here and all that stuff. I can't believe that for. I just want to read the Bible. Well, that's what the Bible's about. It's about a God taking over. That's what the Bible's about. By us not worrying, not having no anxiety, not having no stress, not having no fear. We know there's a devil. We know he's going to try something. He always trying something. Notice what I said. He always trying something. Notice what I said. He always trying something. In the name of Jesus, we stop him in his track right now. He's already defeated. It is finished. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, my master, defeated him over 2,000 years ago. All principalities, all power, all rulers, all spiritual wickedness is under my feet right now. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. I've been freed from the hand of the enemy. I'm loose. They said, but the Hebrew boys, I thought we threw in three tied up, but now I see four walking around loose. God gonna loose somebody up in here today. Something got to leave. Whoa, glory to God. I can't help myself. I can't. Somebody getting loose here today. The devil's a lie. Jesus is the Messiah. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Hey! Don't bother me while I shout a little bit. I want to shout a little bit right now. I want to shout. Walls about to fall. Fall, walls, fall. Fall, walls, fall. Fall, walls, fall. I command you to fall. My freedom has come. My time has come. This is my time. I've been waiting, but my time. Today is my time. The glory of God. Ah, the glory of God is working on my behalf. My time has come. My time has come. I'm here. My deliverance, my victory, my victory, my triumph has come. I'm free. I'm loose. I'm blessed. I'm delivered. Wow! Shh. Shh. I've been praying, I've been reading, I've been going to church, but today my time has come. My deliverance, my victory, my blessing, the glory. You will have so much favor, you're going to have to call somebody to help you. I'm telling you, turn it. Now, y'all better believe what I'm saying. You will have so much favor, you're going to have to call somebody to help you with your favor. God is touching somebody right now for you. God is touching somebody right now for you. You got something? God is touching somebody for you right now. Your life will never remain the same after today. listen. That's what I'm hearing. Get rid of your old shoes. A whole lot of new shoes about to come. I'm telling you, God, get rid of your old shoes, because a whole lot of new shoes about to come. Hallelujah. And don't go home looking for your problem, because they're gone. Uh-huh. I told you the Spirit of God is here. A prophetic anointing is here. Just talk and say some things in the spirit realm. Glory to God. Don't go home and look for that same old problem. It's not there. It's gone. Now, you know, Lord, I won't go on, but God just told me something. And you know, I said, nah, Lord, I don't need to say this. Yeah, he said, say it. Here come the money. All money problem. Come to an end today. Here come the money. What? What? Here come the money. Here come the money. What's the matter with y'all? Here come the money. What's the matter with y'all? Here come the money. What's the matter? What? Here come the money. What's the matter with y'all? Let's praise him up in here. Praise the Lord up in here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord up in here. Praise him. Here come the money. Here come the healing. You got to understand. I travel the world with this money anointing. Yes, sir. Right? Huh? The Lord said it's America Sunday, right? Yes, sir. He said America to start moving, right? Yes. Why would he tell me here come the money? Do you know what that means? Yes. That means every financial problem you got about to be solved. That means God, what? God, what? Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. Here come, what? This is one of some of the biggest breakthroughs you will ever see in your life. You'll walk through some of the biggest doors you ever walked through in your life. They're gonna swing open automatically for you to come on in. Every seed you have sown is about to grow right now. It's a miracle service. It's miracle, it's miracle, miracle, healing, organ, everything you need right here. And God said, you will live and not die. Woo, glory to God. I don't know who that's for, but the devil trying to tell me he's going to kill you. But the Lord said, you will live and not die. Hallelujah. You'll live and not die. It's a $1,000 check. You live and not die. The devil's a liar. January the 1st, you'll still be here. We're going to shout another new year in. Then the next year, you're still going to be here. And the next year, you're going to still be here. And the next year, you're going to still be here. And the next year, you're going to still be here. And the next year, you're going to still, what? And the next year, you're going to still be here. The devil's a liar. You'll still be here. Yes, sir. Another $1,000. You'll still be here. Wow. Now, there's something here. This is something here. Wait a minute. This is something here. Listen. There's something here. There's something here. There's a $100 check. There's something here. Something here. There's something here. Something here. Now this thing here is, oh my goodness. Lord, you want me to say this? Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, there's something else here. Now there's something else here. He said, stop fighting for the old house. I'm trying to get rid of it. I'm about to get you a new one. Let it go. Some things you got to let go before God can give you what he's trying to get you. Stop fighting for something. Sometimes you're fighting for something you shouldn't fight for. Let it go. God said, I'm about to give you a new one. Stop. Stop fighting for the old boyfriend. I'm about to give you a new boyfriend. He ain't doing what he's supposed to do. Stop fighting for the old girlfriend. I'm about to give you a new girlfriend. Yes, sir. I receive. That's a $50 check. I receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And nobody better meddle in your business no more. They're going to be in major trouble. Anybody who mess with you from this day forward, mess with your business, mess with your family in any kind of way, they're going to be in major trouble, says the Lord. Watch what catch up. Major trouble is over. That's another check. That's a $200 check. Major trouble. When you get in God's presence, there's a special covering he placed on you. A special covering is being released in this house today. I can't even get back to my text. He wants me just to prophesy. A special covering is being placed on you and everything you own right now. And then nobody want to mess with you. Nobody. Please don't mess with you. Not now. They should have got you earlier, but they can't get you now. Because there's an impartation, there's an anointing, there's a mantle that is falling in this place that is a bakushananama. Shucks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's a $100 check. Glory to God. That's another check. That's a $100 check. Glory to God. She happy, man. Hold on. She happy. She happy, boy. Help her. Wow. I'm happy too. Anybody else in your happy? If you're happy and you know it, show it. Shout. Give God the victory. Shout. Shout for your day have come. Your day have come. Your day have come. You've been waiting. You've been waiting, but your day have come. Shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Anybody here believe anything happened to him? Cut up right now. I believe something happened. I believe something happened to me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Cut up right now. Cut up. Cut up right now. You believe something happened. I believe something happened. I believe something's happening here. I believe the glory is here. I believe the glory is here. Cut up right now. Shout the victory. Shout the victory.